From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our program. Today we press on in our study of John's Gospel. We'll be looking at the wonderful miracle of Christ walking on the water. That's in John chapter 6, the verses 16 to 21. Just before I play a hymn, let me remind you of our program tonight at 9 o'clock. I will be playing another extract from our featured sermon, centered upon Revelation chapter 6, the verses 12 to 17. The sermon's entitled Hiding in a Hole, in a Futile Attempt to Escape Judgment. Some have already requested their free copy of this sermon. I hope that you send for yours. We will be continuing our study of the High Priest's Garments also in our program this evening. The latest edition of Let the Bible Speak Quarterly Magazine is also available, and it's free to our listeners. Please send for that as well. And something else. I have been thinking that some listeners might like a printed copy of our radio Bible studies. If you would, just contact me and ask for the printed Bible notes, and I will send them to you free. Now, here's our hymn, Blessed Assurance, an old favourite. Be ready, after we listen to it, to turn to John chapter 6, the verses 16 to 21.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. Boy of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect device. Visions of fraction of burst on my side. Descending, bring from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior.
Turning now to John chapter 6, the verses 16 to 21, our topic, the Lord Jesus walking on the Sea of Galilee. What a proof we have here of the divinity of Christ. his walking on the storm-tossed waves of the Sea of Galilee, is evidence indeed that he is the Son of God. But before we discuss that matter further, consider, firstly, the trial through which the disciples passed. They had just been part of a mighty miracle in which about 5,000 people were wonderfully fed. They had distributed the bread and the fish to the people. Doubtless the Lord permitted them to pass through this trial on the Sea of Galilee in order to remind them that the miraculous power which had been at work during the feeding of the 5,000 was his and not theirs. It is a lesson all of God's people need to ever learn. The enjoyment of the grace and power of Christ in our lives does not mean that we of ourselves have become powerful. We of ourselves are still weak and helpless creatures that need the constant supply of God's grace in order to continue in our enjoyment of victory over sin and the powers of this world. The wind and the waves were more than a match for the disciples. They undoubtedly were facing disaster here, but Christ came to their aid. How powerfully would they have felt their own weakness and helplessness there on the open lake? Things may change very quickly for the Christian. These disciples had been partakers in a wonderful event just a short time before, but here they are now in the midst of a storm, in darkness, and facing death. Let us ever learn that circumstances may change, just like the weather. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 1. This simple fact is largely ignored by everyone. Consequently, how unprepared many are for that sudden call out into eternity. Men tend to put off all consideration of eternal issues until what they would call a convenient time comes along. We need to act now and close with Christ so that we are ready for whatever tomorrow may bring upon us. Secondly, notice that Christ may allow his people to pass through trouble, but he does not forsake them in their trouble. Christ came to his disciples. The sea and the storm was no barrier to him. Barrier it would have been to all other helpers, but not to the Son of God. He who created the sea may easily stride across its surface. He who created the wind may easily defy the waves it stirs up. Do not think that you are so surrounded by trouble, Christian, that Christ cannot come to your assistance. I recall hearing a fisherman tell of how, in the midst of a storm at sea, when he despaired of his life, he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord came to him and saved him. He happily now tells of God's mercy to him, to any who are willing to listen. The storm in our life may not be exactly like that described here. The waves may not be of the watery type. However, they are just as real, and just as terrifying, and just as threatening, and will bring us down to ruin just as certainly as these would have brought the disciples to ruin on the lake. Look to Christ for help, for he can come to you. Listen to these words. Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Psalm 50, verse 15. That promise is just as true for believers today as it was 2,000 years ago on the Sea of Galilee. Thirdly, please note that Christ calmed the disciples' fears through speaking to them. What an instrument for good is the Word of Christ. It is through its pages that life's problems and trials may be overcome by the Christian. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Psalm 119, verse 165. Nothing can disturb the calm and the contentment of those who walk in the law of the Lord. Christ calmed the disciples' fears by introducing himself. It is I. Be not afraid. Verse 20. All the fears of God's people disappear, you know, in the presence of Christ. These same disciples would soon be comforted again by Christ in just the same fashion. After the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, we read, the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst, and saith unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. John chapter 20 and the verses 19 and 20. When Christ reveals himself to the soul, peace and joy fills that soul. Our joy and peace is in proportion to the sense of the Lord's presence that we enjoy. Heaven is a place of peace and joy for the people of God, for there they will be with Christ forevermore. My last point is this. Note that when they received Christ into the boat, they were immediately at their destination. What good success is enjoyed by those that have Christ with them in their endeavors. All their rowing without the Lord in the vessel was in vain, but as soon as he joined them in the ship, the journey was over. Dear Christian, attempt nothing without Christ. Let me say a little word to you, dear listener, if you're not saved today. Please heed me when I say that your journey through life will come to certain disaster without the Savior. Welcome him into the ship of your life today before you're overwhelmed by the storm. Do remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock. If you would like the printed notes of our Bible study today, then please contact me for a copy. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.